And we are back. Hello.
Hello, Katya.
Hello to the portal listeners. Or how do we call people who are listening to the portal podcast and who are joining the portal, like
Portal.
portalists?
Something like that. We'll work that.
Yeah. Need
Okay.
some work.
Is requested.
Need some work. So yeah, what are we speaking about today?
Well, when we kind of began with the conception of this experience, this container, I want to tell them the secret. I'm going to tell them the secret fine print.
Yes.
The part that we didn't tell you is that it's called the portal. And Katya wanted to name it the death portal, which I said was questionable marketing. Every portal is a death portal in the sense of like dying to a previous version of you, of that tension between who you were and what is coming into form, and the stories, patterns, deep somatic grooves that we get to release to be something new. And from that conversation, too, it was embedded into this experience that we knew as soon as people started joining, and for us as well, there would be an activation, a transformation, like the portal begins. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today, what's already been happening. And So, Katja, do you want to talk about, you made a radical declaration
I am.
the last few days.
I didn't even realize it, and I only realized it today. Like, oh, the portal is portaling me, or yesterday evening, and I was like, oh, wait, like this is happening. And so I left Instagram just like this. Like one day, I met, like, it just landed this knowing of what to do, what next, how do I connect all the things, how do I take my people from point A, which is Instagram, to point B, which is now a ch Telegram channel, how exactly my magic, like my work is translating into words and into resonance, into sound very differently versus text and even reels and even like this whole Instagram situation. And it's just like, it landed. I'm like, okay, I'm doing it. And I did it. And it was maybe like within 10 minutes, I received information. I created a channel. I posted on Instagram. Within one day, I think we like, I didn't check it just now, but I think we're almost like 80 people, which is so great. So great. And I cannot even comprehend this with my thinking mind. Like 80 people just decided to get up and go with me because I invited them. Even a year ago, this would be like, I could not know. No, this would not be even anywhere on the map on possibility. And I also chatted with a very good friend of mine, and she was like, yep, like we are not doing things the way how you're quote unquote supposed to do things. And I feel like even without, we are not doing anything with the portal materials, even. We are not doing, we're just recording a podcast, we're just doing marketing. We speak about it, we gather the field, and I feel the field like landing and it's gathering, and all the threads are pulling together. And it's becoming, every time we speak, you and I, every time I speak with someone who's interested or joining, you speak with someone who's interested, who's joining, the field is becoming stronger and more stable and more complex. And the more potency is there. And you almost, like for me, it feels like almost you're being taken with consent, consensually, you're being taken and carried through the field, through whatever. Like hiccups. And I was thinking about it also yesterday when I just did it. And there was a moment of contraction. It was a little bit of like, well, what did I do? What did I do? Like, no. Everybody's on Instagram. Everybody's doing this and this and this. And this is how it's supposed to be. And immediately it was like a really like a split second, and immediately I caught myself and like, wait, what? No, I am not engaging with this because it's a very familiar, like, there's a like Instagram specifically, I don't know, because I spend most of my time, like social media time, on Instagram. So I know the field really well, and it feels very sticky, very like dark, sticky, and it just sucks you in, and it's very quite hard to separate yourself from it. And so this field kind of creeped up and started pulling. I'm like, no, not doing this, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And reorienting. And yeah, it's just like, it's got like wizardry, like magic.
Yeah.
Just suddenly, like, there's so much space and so much clarity and so much choice available. And I didn't even plan to do this. Yeah, there's like a little insight.
Well, okay, I want to break some of this down because, the thing that happens for you is the understanding, the wizardry, like, okay, yes, this will work. And I think there's like two ways to approach it. One is this idea, this plan just arose from the field. And that happens sometimes. And sometimes there's like some way to weave together like creative strategy with the actual congruence with your soul. And so the first thing is I want to really draw attention to a couple things here, because I work with lots of people that are like, I hate social media, I hate Instagram, I want to go. And where that is coming from is this like stickiness around being seen, this like lack of activation, this lack of moving forward. And the leaving Instagram isn't going to like solve that.
No.
So when we talk about, you know, this is like the things I'm seeing somatically, even though I like that's not my profession. And so there's something about this like moving into, expanding into a person who's like, I can do it this way, I could do it this way, I can make all of these things work. And I have the structure to hold that. I feel into this field, know how to navigate it, which you have up until this point. That has been your main channel of connecting to people. And there's something else that could happen sort of after that dance is completed, where then it really is possible to, I could do this a million different ways. Like, there's probably, if there's anyone I know that could probably do something absolutely insane with, like, I'm leaving the internet entirely besides my class calls, watch me.
Yeah.
So they totally believe in you. But there's some really important discernment here to know which is going on.
Yes.
And the thing is,
go ahead. Yeah, the thing is, I just kind of to add to this point that things were going really well on Instagram. And specifically when, since we started doing the marketing, like the marketing period for the portal, my reach improved like, I think, 3 times. It just went like skyrocketed. It's just working. I'm like, I'm in a really good place. And like, watch me. Bodacious moves. Like, exactly what she said. Yeah.
And there's something else strategically, too, that is really interesting, because you have mainly high, or if not all, like high ticket, such intimate ways to work with you.
Yeah.
So there's, even strategically, Instagram is really limiting when you're to 90 seconds, even to stories. There's a certain level of like intimacy and safety that people want, that is actually dependent on where your price point is for things, how deeply you're working with people. So if you were just selling something that's $97, you could probably stay on Instagram forever. And the way we build something is really dependent on where we begin, which is, what do you want to construct to invite people into that's actually true to you? and your, like, the way that your soul wants to serve and work with people. And so I have this thing called, like, the circles of client intimacy. And that, talk about this Telegram channel, it really actually lives in the in-between, which is, like, longer form, higher touch, like, lets people feel you in a different way that being viral, going viral on Instagram would not sell this school of imaginal body.
No, exactly. That one. No.
No, like, everything, like, here's the thing. You can buy all of these courses for Instagram strategy on how to get a zillion views, and that just, there's a really good chance that that actually doesn't even matter at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to start with inside first. So even though you just did it from the wizarding feel, there's actually a lot of strategic intelligence, of course, to the way you did it. And the best part is, too, you could have a YouTube channel or a podcast or a long-form blog or something, and you don't want to. You're like, I want to do it this way,
mm-hmm.
even though I haven't really seen anyone do it this way. But this is, like, drops in and feels resonant through it.
Yes. And exactly. Exactly. Like, it's all about resonance, because like is always meeting like. And I come to Instagram, whatever form, like, even if I come as my quote unquote most authentic self, right? Most unfiltered and unhinged self, whatever, like, whatever people call it, it does not resonate in the same way. Because the resonance of the space and the place of Instagram, how it's being translated, is very different. And yes, it's been working, and I've had quite, I would say, healthy relationship with it. As healthy as it is, and it can be. it's a whole other conversation. But exactly what you said is, like, really right conditions,
mm-hmm.
right proximity, right pacing, right amount, right relationship, right timing. Just all the right conditions that for me and for the work that I do were just not available, just not possible and not available on Instagram. And which does not make Instagram bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just in this phase, in this season, I'm off. I might be back. Who knows?
It's also giving yourself permission to change.
Without
the rigidity.
I love experimenting. It's like moving fast, experimenting, and just do-do-do-do-do. And it's like, catch me if you can.
Heather, look at this. We're going to spend this podcast me being saying, this is the brilliant thing that you just did. Here's the strategically sound piece that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Here's just, like, the sound. I find because I work a lot, predominantly people come in looking for, like, the strategy, and then we do the iceberg underneath. Anyway. Often people come in with this nervous system really set on, like, I need to find the thing. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to it forever. Like, this is going to be the thing, and this is what I do till the end of time.
Yes.
And you can feel, if you're listening to this, I know you can feel the rigidity encoded in there and, like, the dependency and demand in the field and the looseness, the experimentation, the curiosity, the speed is mm-hmm. just things happen, the speed and support, which is coded into the portal as well.
Yeah. And what I say all the time, my students probably heard me say it so many times, there is no homeostasis. There's only homeodynamics.
Mm.
Like, just as the body tries to find, like, what's in biology now called homeostasis, as in stasis, as in fixed balance state, it does not exist in nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always a continuous movement and relational tactic. There's only homeodynamics within the body, but also within the business body, within Instagram body, Telegram body, whatever, like, apply anywhere. This is just the principle I live by. Move fast, reorient, adjust, homeodynamics,
It's true. I was recently talking about this with my partner, and even really like multi six, 7 feet figure people that I've been working with lately, there's something about speed that I can tell how things are going to like roll out into the world with like how quickly they move. And that doesn't mean that we have to be all frantic and like hyper mobile about it and anxious. But there's some self-trust in there about moving really quickly on the thing and trusting that you can adjust, change your mind. Yeah.
Exactly. And there's like, I'm not saying, yeah,
it happens that I can feel like, ooh, this is going to take a while to land because of the energy that's like encoded into it.
No, we're getting
Yeah.
And it's the same as in slowness is not a function of speed, but a function of presence. And the same, that's like the speed that you're talking about now is not a function of speed either.
No.
From the outside, like people who watch me only online, they think that I'm like hyper activated and running around and like rah, 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 all the time, like frantically active all the time. People who know me in real life, like the thing that I hear a lot from people who know me in real life, like, you're the chillest person I know. I take naps all the time. I'm like, I'm done working today. I'm just gonna go walk outside. You know, there's so much slowness and so much experience within that. But yeah, it translates also. I don't even know how to explain it in a better way. It's like the quantum nature of the body being able to dilate, but also collapse time in a way that allows me to move this fast in business and also access slowness and this slowness and nourishment and gentleness in my life experience at the same time.
Yes. It's,
yeah.
Template.
Yes, please. And I love this, like, hearing from you this, because it explains my experience to me.
Like, this is my full-time job. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Every single person that comes on the other side of the Zoom screen is always like, is this making sense? I know this is all over. And I'm like, this is literally.
Yes.
And the creative problem solving, if I could sum up my job. Okay, so what you're experiencing really is this quality, this experience of power, which is not like power has an essence of control in it too. If you think about a panther, they embodied power because they are also resting. The thing about them is that there's no looping. There's no frenetic movement just because. And so when there's this quality of like sleekness and leaping and real efficacy. And it also, that's also because of the resting, because of the boundaries of like, no, I don't do that. No, I don't want to go and working. And so when they move, it's like, they're not just opening their computer and finding busy work to avoid the actual powerful action. It's like, oh, I just wrote 3 emails and 2 posts and I did this and now I'm going to lay by the lake. Like, that's the quality of power too that I clients is not that they're overworking, they're moving quickly. They're like the big leap with the panther. Mm-hmm. And then they're like with their kids or getting their hair done. And the ones that I can feel that coded in, that hesitancy, that I know that the timeline is going to be lengthened, is the talking about it, like just returning and looping and conversation instead of like, oh, I know this and I know my move and I also know I can change my mind. Like, I sat at my office. I have so many creatures accidentally, but I have one cat. He's like, she is like such a huntress. I have a princess cat. I have very house cats, but there's one that's like, I am a tiny panther. We call her the white panther. And I watched her out my window one day hunting birds. And she gets them sometimes, sorry, nature. But I just noticed her like focus, precision, movement on this one bird. And then it flew away. And there was also no wasted, like, tantrum. I had this moment noticing, like, oh, I'm in my power, and then the bird flies away. And I'm like, I'm the worst huntress in the world.
Yeah.
Just notice that's also a function of power. Is like, okay, do I want to rest? Do I want to go find another one? Do I want to go get a snack?
Yeah.
Like, it's so much less wasted energy
in this
frenetic looping mental energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's exactly like the effortless, effective, efficient principle.
Yeah.
There is no wasting time, no wasting any energy, no wasting resources. Everything happens with right conditions, with right timing, right distance. Like, things come when you listen. But when you keep looping and frantically overthinking everything, things will never come because you are not able to listen. And I've been there. It's like not a judgment of any kind. I've been there so much. And this has been my default state for so many years.
Yeah. And like, we all have these default somatic patterns that detract from the power. For mine, a big one is urgency. I will create urgency. I will like hyperfixate. I will make things up. And when you notice when you're in that urgency of, oh, I have so much to do, I don't have enough resource to do what I have to do, then there's no way that you can sit back, sit in, and like create with that same quality and level. Mm-hmm. And even in statistically research, that's a way that we really, like, it can be so uncomfortable to demonstrate that kind of power, especially as a woman out in the world. Especially if that's creepy, like, not creepy.
It's like a witch weirdo. As a creepy person. Why, thank you. I would take it as a compliment.
You would. I'll take bog witch till the end of time, but I will not take spooky. I'll take spooky. But like, there was no models of that kind of embodied power.
Yeah.
And it really is building with support the architecture to demonstrate that, to actually live out there. And there are a million ways that we will default to patterns and mental looping to step back away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of my students lately have been saying that the work we do is actually illegal. Because is it allowed to feel like life is effortless? I don't think so. Like, is it allowed to leave Instagram dynamics? I don't think so.
Are you allowed to feel rested and joyful?
Right? Right? And it's like doing all this illegal stuff here.
Yes. So if you're wondering if this is a space where it's all legal, it is. And something, one more thing about the Instagram. I've left Instagram twice. The first was from like the woe is me projection field of like, no one recognizes me.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's the point? And I don't know if you would like to guess, dear listener, but my income did not increase after that. The second time I left Instagram was from this like, I have other places I want to spend my attention. I really feel this call to gather myself back.
Mm-hmm.
Let my world be quieter for a while. And during that time of months, probably 5 months, I think I posted twice maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That was when the first time I started like earning consistent 10K months. It was like a huge leap. What I'm saying is you can do illegal things coupled with like powerful, supported the architecture and it can work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes it can just be illegal because it's coming from a different place.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay, I want to tell one of my portal stories.
Yeah, tell us.
I had just a couple days ago, I had a whole bunch of discovery calls that converted into clients. It was a huge day of like a different offer suite, one that Katja was in it, well, a year ago when I was like, I think I want to do it this way. And then it really just took me a long time to like stop weaseling out of how I actually wanted to do it. Anyway, the illegal part of this experience, which was like a really big, powerful day where I'm like, oh, this is what I do in this way. Like one of those deeply satisfying, exhausting in the best way kind of days where you're like, oh, I was hiding before just using part of me. And here was a day that used all of me. And returned to me, you know, like you're making money too.
Mm-hmm.
One of these clients, I said, like, how did you find me? He's in France. I'm in Canada. And that's not usually in my circles. Like, anyway, I was telling ChatGPT all about my dilemmas and problems. And I said, who could help me with this? Is there someone I can hire to help me? And ChatGPT told him.
This is illegal.
Like, it was the most magical day, too, in just how people landed. Like, there was random, like, oh, I was looking for this, and then I found your website, and I was like, what? It's the portal, man.
It is. This is the illegal wizardry.
Yes.
Maybe we should rename it somehow, like, portal. Of the illegal wizardry.
And someone, I told someone else about the ChatGPT thing, and they were like, oh, is it because of the SEO on your website? And I was like, I don't have any SEO on my website. Like, we didn't do it. All the back-end stuff that you can do, I know how to do it. We've done it for clients.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist on mine. And she's like, how did that? She's also like a marketing nerd. She's like, how'd that happen? And I was like, portal magic. That's all I can tell you. Any other portal things? Portal miracle, not miracles?
I feel like the whole field is just kind of pivoting or moving toward even more effortless, effective, efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I'm currently also having like my school, Imaginal Body, the portal, this program. Also launching a breathwork training with another friend of mine and like three big high ticket offers.
Yeah.
And I had this moment and I feel so like, I really feel so good and stable and just, I don't have any words to describe this, but even a year ago, he would say this to me and he will tell like, you will have this and this is how everything will be like, organized with each other, and this is your income monthly. I was like, no, how? Tell me how. But this is like the biggest question and the most asked question. How? Tell me how. How do I do this? Like, how do I get from here to there? And also, how is not important at all. How will figure itself out.
And it's generally, in my experience, really instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this.
Yeah.
I have a really high ticket intimate like retreat offer. And I was like, how am I going to market this?
And then right.
Just like, why don't I just tell all my friends?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm stuck in the owl of like, how am I going to find the people?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll just tell the people that I know and then we'll just do that. Like, oh, isn't that effortless?
Yeah, should be legal.
When you get stuck, when you're like, the architecture can hold it, you don't see them. You miss them. It changes. Okay, here's an illegal thing that I want to talk about with you. Is I feel like one of the coolest things about your business, your body of work, is that it's absolutely illegal. From the perspective that myself, most of my clients come in with of like, I've really gonna take a really long time and a lot of effort to earn my place here.
Mm-hmm.
To like, there's just this idea, this sense of like the moving target. I'm like, mm-hmm. I never there, I've never arrived because of this. Like, sometimes they can come in with a decade of practice. This is a lot of people who are more like kind of starting their businesses, a decade of practice in their craft. And they'll be like, it's going to take me so long because the back end of my payment system isn't very good.
You know,
any excuse will do. I'm like, why? I don't deserve to actually claim what I can do. And I feel like in the last few years of the trajectory of your business, you really showed a different model of not hiding yourself as a practitioner behind like whatever any excuse will do. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, there's also, I know a lot of absolutely brilliant practitioners who do this. And I can see the underlying dynamic and how like how actually brilliant they are and how much like actual magic, and I mean like the actual magic is there. And I'm like, oh, no, that's not me. I'm normal. And I'm like, no, don't look at me. No, listen to me. I guess for me, it was a lot of reorienting because I had this moment a couple of years ago, a year and a half maybe, a moment of also when a realization just landed deeply like on the body level thematically of I am in this until the rest of this lifetime. I literally want to do this work in some kind of form and expression and literally until the day I die. I want to die at some ceremony or ritual or teaching something, but that would be not super great for people.
You have to find another trauma practitioner afterward. Good luck.
But like for real, like I never want to retire. I want to do this until the day I die. I'm in this for the longest horizon, timeline, whatever. And like, okay, so also how can this be fun? Because I cannot be doing this, like the calling of my life and my life's purpose from the same dynamics I've been doing life up until this point in corporate and in school and university and everything. Just like, it doesn't make any sense. And then I moved again, started moving so very quickly, working with a lot of mentors and coaches and practitioners. And also something I realized recently, like my biggest practice at that point was disagreeing with everybody. Like people would try to label me. To label me as something like you are a breath worker or you are a beginner in the business. Like you will spend next 3 years of your business building reputation. So like you should let go of any desire to earn any money and just build a reputation. I'm like, no. No. Like watch me. By nature, I have a lot of this rebellious spirit in me. I'm like, watch me. I disagree. I'm going to do things my way. Catch me if you can.
It's like we talked about last episode that sometimes the lack of alignment is from not claiming who you actually are in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wouldn't have worked if you were like, oh, I'm just a beginner. And I have to, like, that just, it doesn't have any legs underneath it.
No.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is also because, again, by nature, I'm very prone to anxiety. When I was a little and then teenager as well, I was so anxious I could not speak to people. I was just like completely...
You couldn't have had a podcast or a Telegram channel just sending your voice to the world?
No, that would be like death, literally. Like a completely different constitution and person. And it took not like in human years, it didn't take much time. But in again, like in time bending way, in a quantum nature way, it took a lot of time.
Can you explain? I'm just wondering, you said in human years and there's dog years, just talked for no reason at all about how long raccoons live. And I'm wondering what kind of years are Kaja years. I was going to say, what would you call them? But maybe they're just Kaja years?
Yeah, it's just like, I would say bodyverse years.
Okay. Okay.
Because bodyverse, like wizardry, bodyverse years is one day contains about, my estimation is from 10 to 100 years.
Yeah, of course.
So this is like the scale, you know?
Yeah.
And but the one thing is, this is not a metaphor. This is my actual lived experience.
Yeah.
Because we chatted today in the morning, and now we chatted like 5 a.m. my time. Now it's 6 p.m. my time. Mm-hmm. For me, like, lifetimes happened in between.
Yes.
Lifetimes.
And the kindest thing that I do as a partner is that when my partner gets up in the morning, it's later than me, and I used to flood him with the lifetimes I'd already lived, you know?
Yeah,
and now
yeah.
I'll wait till after he's had his coffee. But
yes.
But it's so hard for me. I have lived 3 years in the morning. I mean, Zen in my meditation and practice, and I figured all of this out while you were asleep.
Yeah.
Bodyverse years, bodyverse hours.
Yep.
Yes. And so, in a sense, I love how, because there was power to your actual, like, wrestling, moving, learning how to be effortless with it, that stretches that time out. Like, it's that quality of presence and power multiplies the moments and your efforts in it.
Yes.
Like, you can meet it with all of yourself in the full range of earth to sky and all of the fields at once. Then it stretches out. Like, that's what sends your message further, deeper into people, is when it's with everything all at once. And inside the portal, when we're coming in from this orientation of, like, we're not just talking about the top of your funnel, but we're he laughs, like, that would be
funnel.
Such a
funnel. Like, exposure therapy, you said last time. I loved it. Like,
I will free and use those
funnel.
All of the weirdos, just expect it. And you're going to land, like, you are going to emerge and live with, like, a funnel is actually whatever the hell I want it to be.
Exactly.
Yes. Like, your Telegram funnel.
Yeah.
It's actually just magic.
Which is actually starts with fun.
Well, that's. But inside our times together, inside our calls, it's like we're meeting everything all at once. That's how we're stretching time, is that you are emerging with, like, I have a different plan because I'm a different person, because I reached into archetypal fields and had a completely different experience in my body and relationally. And also, to cap that off, we generated a few ideas that I could feel one of them, like, land so deeply in truth that I know that's how I'm going to move forward. And that's an entirely different experience than, like, we're going to workshop the top of your funnel and this is how you do it and here's how you write your webinar. Ew, gross.
Yeah.
Feel the difference? Do you feel the difference, dear listener? Not just because I said one with a really snarky tone of voice.
Okay. Yeah, I think everybody who is listening, they're like, yes.
Yes. So, in summation, the portal is already working. It is already working on people who have entered that are not us. Do you want to say anything more about that?
I'm just thinking of how to say things without bringing any details and respecting people's privacy.
There's something about, I mean, lines that people talk about it all the time. So just imagine it amplified on this every quantum level that we're talking about. But there's also something about considering yourself, like, experiencing yourself in a different way. Like, I'm a person who decided that there could be even more here for me, like, more joy, income, rest, fulfillment, whatever it is. And that plants a seed, especially when it's dropped in such powerful soil where things already start to grow, to root in a different way.
Actually, let's talk about more in a separate episode, because it's a big topic, like wanting more, but also in the professional world, very often it's being shamed so much and being labeled as dysregulation so much. I feel like there's a lot of things to unpack there.
Okay, I'm going to write a note because I love
this.
On the invitation page to the portal, there's a lot about muchness.
Yeah.
And I am such a, as are you, in completely different ways, such a much person.
Yes.
So much. Even in this sense, you said, like, I'm such a chill person. And I am sometimes, but my partner's cousin was like, oh my gosh, Christy's like the most chill person ever. She's so go with the flow. And he said, that is a lie. She is not. She will come with the go flow is going her way. And if not,
yes.
Buddy, we're going to build a dam and redirect this whole river.
Yes.
There is a lot of much.
Yes.
The desire as like a sign of life is a vital sign.
Yeah.
And also, I find in a really surprising way, the more I get comfy with my more, I'm not stealing, we can still do the episode. The more I also feel, I'm going to say a tricky word here, entitled.
Well.
Less in exactly the ways that I want less.
Yes.
Like, there's a really clear discernment. And like, I want more of this. And I want like so much less of this.
Yes.
Like there is also, it's like the jungle cat, the panther.
Mm-hmm.
I want more here. And then I want to be like in absolute stillness and not even like think or talk about that.
Yeah. Ask for more and more will come. Ask for less and less will come. It's that simple, not easy.
So if you are considering and you feel there can be like this real guilt in with the war too, right? Especially, I would guess a lot of people that are considering their life business might already feel a little bit illegal. And the world is a pretty like tricky place with the full-on onslaught in informing us about it in an unprecedented way.
Yeah.
And that's a thing that will never be bypassed here. And there's also an uncoupling with like the less isn't helpful most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't help anybody.
Yeah. And like having more resource, support, rest, whatever it is also makes like coming back to that idea of power,
mm-hmm.
a powerful change maker, advocate, template of something else even.
Yeah.
So it is all welcome, all of the much.
Good. The end.
Okay, here we go. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
We'll see you next time. Please send us questions or topics, even if you just want us to riff on something, if you're curious,
yes.
Our thoughts or experiences, or you have a specific question, we would love to be as helpful as we can in these conversations while promising absolute unfiltered honesty.
Yep.
If
yes. Good.
Bye, Portalists. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.